And welcome to The Hand That You've Been Dealt. I'm your host, Vonette Wright. Today, I want to talk about setting a goal and then you find yourself stuck when the goal isn't fulfilled or you haven't succeeded with the goal. Okay, so let's talk about how do you set a goal first? You know, many people feel as if they're adrift in the world. You know, they work hard, but they don't seem to get anywhere worthwhile. And goal setting is a powerful process for thinking about your ideal future and for motivating yourself to turn your vision of this future into a reality. You know, a key reason that many people feel this way is that they haven't spent enough time thinking about what they want from life, and they haven't set themselves formal goals. You know, after all, would you set on a major journey with no real ideal of your destination? Like you just get on a plane and just fly somewhere and not know where you're going, or get in a car and not know where you're going to go, just ride? Probably not. See, the process of setting goals helps you choose where you want to go in life. By knowing precisely what you want to achieve, you know where you have to concentrate your efforts, and you'll also quickly spot the distractions that can so easily lead you astray. So what you want to do is, when you're setting a goal, is set specific goals. See, your goals have to be clear and they have to be well-defined. You have to set measurable goals, and this includes precise amounts, maybe dates and so on, your goals, so you can measure your degree of success, even from the biggest to the smallest. And also make sure that the goal is attainable. Make sure it's possible to achieve that goal that you set for yourself. Don't set a goal that's so high that you could never, ever achieve it, like becoming, I don't know, prime minister of Australia. I mean, you've never lived there. You know nothing about the country. So make that unattainable, something attainable that you can do. And set relevant goals. Make sure that they're relevant to what you're trying to do. And also set a time frame for your goals. See, we all have felt stuck at some point in our lives. And, you know, you've set these goals and now you're just like really not sure. Okay, I know what I want to do and I've got it all together, but now I'm feeling stuck, you know? And some of you, you're probably feeling stuck right now, especially we're in a quarantine and a pandemic. So when this happens, it can feel impossible to keep moving towards your goal and your dreams. And some of us are probably, you know, feeling a little stuck even in our professional lives, maybe on a creative project, you know, like writing an article or painting a piece of artwork. You know, maybe you even wanted to start a new business. I know now, since we've been in the quarantine, a lot of people have started businesses and many have been successful and many have lost businesses. You maybe took on a project at work, or let's just say this one. We do this every January. We begin a new health and fitness regime. See, the initial excitement has now worn off and you're now feeling stuck, confused, and overwhelmed about how to keep progressing forward. Or you may be like some of us, you're feeling really stuck, like you really feel trapped in a job that you hate. The relationship you may have isn't working out, or you're in a boatload of debt, or life that has little resemblance to the one that you may have imagined. See, sometimes we just want to throw in a towel. And see, when you set goals, you cannot throw in a towel so quick and give up. You just don't do that. So whether you're feeling just a little stuck or you're just, you know, stuck in some dry concrete, you know, try to make a small or big decision on what you're going to do with your life. See, I've gone through this myself. So I do have some advice for you. See, you've decided now with your goals, making sure that they're realistic, making sure that they're attainable, making sure that they're relevant, making sure that you have a time frame on them. So now, you find yourself stuck in this goal. You don't know where you're going to go. So here's some advice I'm going to give you. One, change your strategy. You know, maybe go in a different direction. Try to keep on trying until you get the results you desire. See, by consistently asking these questions along in your journey, you will make sure you're on track and always do the right thing to achieve what you want. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back in about 30 seconds, and I'm going to tell you exactly how to really get unstuck when you've made a goal and you just find yourself stuck and don't know where to go. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Hello, this is Pamela Burkett Jones. Welcome to my new podcast. It's called Taking the Lead, Be the First on Your Chain of Command. The show will be airing at 7 o'clock on Thursday. This show is for first responders and military service members who are looking to transition in careers. The show will air 7 o'clock every Thursday. Looking forward to seeing you there.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Okay, welcome back to The Hand That You've Been Dealt. I'm Vonette Wright, your host, and we're talking about when you set goals and now you find yourself stuck. So let me ask you this question. Is it really so bad to be stuck in a situation? You know, after all, not everyone can be a superstar or president, right? So what's wrong with living a quiet life and not many turns and twists and just going with the flow? True. There's not as much fun in this, but there's not as much disappointment, anxiety, stress, and ill ambitions either. Life is easy and it's uncomplicated when you're just stuck, right? So why do we keep hearing over and over from the great motivational speakers and great life coaches that says staying in one place is not a good thing? Well, let me tell you, Tony Robbins gives us an elegant, simple answer to this question. If you're not growing, you're dying. See, progress equals happiness, he says. And that's because reaching a goal is satisfying, but only temporary. See, life is not about achieving the goals. Life is about who you become in pursuit of those goals. So see, there you have it. Staying in one place can really make you happy because you're stagnated. So you haven't made any progress. And we all know that the comfort zone can be a great place to be. It's like having those favorite pajamas and that favorite blanket that's wrapped around you, and you can cuddle in front of the TV and everything. But just because something feels comfortable doesn't mean it has to stick forever. See, progress equals happiness. Remember that. So you may not be fully aware of the small voice that's in the back of your mind that's been bugging you about this goal that you've been wanting to set. But you better learn to listen carefully, because you may wake up one day and realize your productive life is gone and you haven't achieved many or any of the things you wanted for yourself. And see, there's a lot of reasons why people get stuck in life. And here's just a few. The common reason for getting stuck is that many people just feel stagnant in their life. Some may be completely out of control. They don't even have any control of what they're doing. And the main thing, though, is to be able to identify the reasons and try to make some remedial actions in order to learn how to get unstuck. See, here's the thing. If you really want to get unstuck, this is what you have to do. And it's seven little strategies. One, let go of the past. Listen to those crazy stories that's in your head and let them go. Number two, change your perspective. See, when you change your mind, you can change a lot of things. And here, start with small changes, number three. Just something small. It may be you want to lose 50 pounds. Well, you're not going to lose 50 pounds in 2 weeks, but you may lose 5 pounds. So start with the small changes and reward yourself when you make those changes. Here's number four, explore your purpose. Go deep inside and see what your purpose really is. Remember, now when setting a goal, it has to be realistic and it has to be attainable, but also explore your purpose. Number five, believe in yourself, because if you don't believe in yourself, no one else is. Number six, practice being hopeful. When you're out setting a goal, it's going to take time because it's a process, okay? But always be positive. I can do it. If you can envision it, it can happen. My saying is, if God will bring me to it, he'll bring me through it. And number seven, consider taking on maybe like a mentor, maybe a coach, maybe an accountability coach, someone who has succeeded in the area of what you're trying to obtain, what your goal is. And asking, you know, would you mentor me? Because there's nothing like better than having someone who's already gone through this to navigate you through that. Okay. So those little seven tips, and I'll go back over them again. Let go of the past. Because see, if you haven't made any progress, you've got to let go of what you didn't do and what didn't work. Let that go. Let the stories in your head go. Change your perspective. Look at it totally different. Number three, start with some small changes. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. Explore your purpose. Remember, your goals have to be attainable. They have to be realistic. But explore what your purpose is, why you're wanting to do this. Number five, believe in yourself. Because if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else is. And you know how that can go. Everyone can give you an opinion about what you should and shouldn't do, could have did. So just believe in yourself. And practice being hopeful. And that's just about giving positive affirmations to yourself. I can do this. Every day is not going to be like today, is what I always say. And maybe considering seeking a mentor, a life coach, or an accountability coach, someone who's already did this that can help navigate you through. You know, I found a couple of quotes, and two I thought were really, really profound. One was by Ted Turner, and we know he's a media proprietor and the owner of TBS. And he says, you should set goals beyond your reach, so always have something to live for. That's really good. And then Jim Rohn, he's a motivational speaker and an entrepreneur. And this is what he says about goals. He says, goals, there's no telling what you can do when you get inspired by them. There's no telling what you can do when you believe in them. And there's no telling what will happen when you act upon them. That's really, really heavy. And that's really deep. And of course, my favorite one, well, it's Proverbs 3:5-6. And it just simply says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. This is Vonette Wright, and this is the hand that you've been dealt. And until next time, Friday at 4 p.m., be kind and good to yourself, but also be kind and good to someone else.